Hello, this is Pawari. It is the 16th of March. It's a Wednesday and this is my audio boo. Just wanted to reply to a couple of people on people's boos today. I keep intending to reply and then more boos are posted and I'm drawing the line in the sand now and recording because otherwise I'll never get around to it. And I'll just sit here listening and not actually do it. So apologies if I'm saying some of the things to what other people are saying on the replies. I wanted to address Jana's comments about nursery, and I do sympathise, Jana, I really do. I do think we tend to push kids into things a bit too early these days and try and fill their every waking moment with activities. So, yeah, I do sympathise that, but I think there's two comments here that you've probably thought of already, but I just wanted to throw out there. The first is that when you're looking at these tick sheets and everything, they're not for you. They're really not. They're not for how Amelia is doing. They're for the school. They have to do them. They get Ofsted on them. It's their responsibility. And I should imagine there's a lot more documentation there at the moment because they've just been Ofsted-ed. Don't sweat it. It's not for you. And I tend to treat a lot of them, all the SATs and stuff at nursery school, you've got to come. They're not for you. They're judging the school, not your child. Don't worry about it. She'll do what she's ready to do when she gets there. And if she doesn't, then it's the school's responsibility to help her to get there. Obviously, you want to have the attitude that you can help the school where you can, and you know, if there's stuff you can do at home. But at this stage, this age, forget it. It's not a problem. And the other thing is that you were concerned about her going to full days a bit later on. There is no legal requirement for any type of formal education until, I think it's just after the kid's the term after the fifth birthday. You don't have to send her. It does sound particularly regimented, your nursery, quite shockingly so from some of the things you've said. If this isn't suiting her, if she's not happy there, either find somebody somewhere else or don't send her. If they're saying she has to be here five mornings or she has to be here X number of days, she doesn't. She doesn't need to go. So don't let them bully you into thinking that that's what you have to do for her, because she'll be fine. Now, there's plenty of children that waltzed up to school on the first day of reception and went straight in without any other formal education beforehand whatsoever. You know, the government are clearly pushing kids to go to nursery education because they can help those kids catch up. Those children that don't get any input at home, whose parents don't care and just basically ignore them all day. You're not that parent. If she's not benefiting from it, don't send her. It really, really doesn't matter. They can't stop you from withdrawing your child or not sending your child one day because she doesn't feel like it. Any of these things. And I know it's difficult because you've got a younger child, and I remember that you want to get the older one to nursery so you can have some time with the younger child. But yeah, it's a balancing act. And if that particular nursery doesn't suit her, shop around, find somewhere that feels a bit more nurturing, and a bit less regimented, because she doesn't have to be pushed into a school-like environment this young. And there are plenty of nurseries that don't do it like that, and they're much more relaxed. And I've only got 43 seconds left, and I wanted to talk about identity. I think I might actually leave, I do a separate boo for that one, so back in a bit.